Every day, in communities just like yours, men and women devote their lives to building our economies, brick by brick and job by job. These are their stories. You're listening to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to From the Ground Up, North America's Top 50 Economic Developers. I'm Tim Tarantine, here with my partner in crime, Carla Winchester. Carla, what's happening?
It's going great, Tim. I heard that you had a great conversation this week with Randy Thalen, who we had the pleasure of working with when he was here in Michigan. He is now serving as the Senior Vice President of Economic Development for the Greater Omaha Chamber.
That's correct. And Randy not only made the move to Omaha, part of how he got there was the consistency of his leadership in economic development. Randy is a professional in our industry. I've always been impressed with not only how he carries himself, but how he interacts with clients, his decision making, and of course, his passion for jobs and economic development in communities. I think you're going to find that Randy is a leader we should all be paying attention to, and his words, of course, will resonate with you. So, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and enjoy the conversation with Randy. Hey, Randy, welcome to the call. We're glad to have you, sir. What's going on?
Hi, Tim. Hi, Carla. How are you guys?
We're great.
Doing great.
So, Randy, we're just going to start talking about economic development and leadership, if that's all right with you. You are 2 years into a position now in leadership. What have you been learning about yourself as a leader in economic development since you've landed in your new place?
Yeah, no, it's been a terrific move here in Omaha. I set out on this adventure about 2 years ago and really joined a terrific team, frankly. This was honestly, the first month I was here at the press conference, I sort of announced my move into this role here in Omaha. We won the top, Site Selection Magazine Award for the top economic development organization. So I was filling some big shoes.
Yeah.
But that also told me that we had a great team in place. And, understanding a big market with big opportunities, it's just been a terrific experience.
Sure. And as you found this great team, talk to us about the characteristics of a high-performing economic development team. You've obviously landed in one. What are some of the things that are characteristic of that group?
I think in our profession, it leads with passion. Do you have a passion and the energy to do the work that we do? I mean, there are, long nights, some crazy politics at times, and some projects that you put everything, you put your heart and soul into a project, and sometimes you come on the short end. And so if you don't have the passion and the energy for this role, I think it's going to be an empty kind of feeling for those in this kind of profession. So I think it all starts with passion. I think leadership is sort of right there on its heels. Do you have the energy? Do you have the drive? Do you have the leadership ability? The technical stuff, frankly, can be taught. It can be learned pretty quickly. It's just, do you have that drive to make it happen for your community? And that's where I think it all begins.
No question about it. I'm going to get into your personal life for a minute and not in the way you think. The question I have is kind of two-part. What is keeping you up at night as an economic developer, and what's driving you to get up in the morning to do the work?
Well, I think today keeping me up at night is, how do we manage communicating with the public? I mean, there's this high expectation for transparency with all of the communication tools we have at our fingertips. Everybody expects instant communication and frankly, we still fill roles that require confidentiality and protection of the client's interest. And How do we find a way to balance that public demand and public expectation for transparency and our client's expectation for confidentiality? And I think hitting that proper note on that front is really important today for economic developers. In terms of getting me up in the morning, I want to see here in Omaha, I want to see us get better each and every day. I think we have a huge responsibility to be catalytic leaders in our market. So are we pushing ourselves? Are we pushing our community aggressively enough, bold enough to really make a difference? We don't want to be, I don't think any economic developer wants to be part of a community that's just another Me Too kind of place. We want to be special. We want to be distinct and different, and we want to be among the best of the best. And so that's really what gets me up and at it each morning.
Yeah, that's evident in both your approach personally and in the work you do, Randy. I want to play a game with you. Let's pretend that your last name is not Thalen, your last name is Webster, and you're the great-great-great-great-grandson of Webster from Webster's Dictionary, and they've asked you to define economic development leadership. What does leadership in economic development mean?
Oh, great question. I think it comes down to catalyst. Can we make things happen? I mean, I always tell my team, we don't get paid to do the normal. We get paid to do the extraordinary. What is above and beyond expectation? If we just took what came our way, anybody can answer the phone and respond and react to that kind of inquiry. Our task is to make it happen. Our task is to really catalyze big thinking in the market, go after big opportunities, big projects, whether they're big startup projects or big Fortune 500 projects. We've got to be the ones to really stretch the thinking, put the flag way out there, and get the community kind of come along with us to make it happen. So I think catalyst is the word that drives economic development.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I want to play another game because I know you're always up for fun games. I want to do the fill in the blank. So I'll say a word and you give me your immediate reaction to that word, what you think. All right?
Sure.
Generational gap in economic development.
You didn't give me a word, Tim. That's a phrase. Come on, that's not a fair game.
Well, I don't play fair games. You know? I play them fun.
You know, I think we are transitioning. Transitioning is probably the word I'd respond to. How do we get our seasoned, experienced folks who've seen everything, how do we get them to connect with this new wave of leader, this new wave of thinking with our millennial generation who have, frankly, just a different way of doing their work? So I would say transitioning.
Politics locally.
I think they're lacking respect. I think it's incredible how little respect we give our local elected officials. These are friends and neighbors who sit around a patio with us drinking a beer saying, boy, we should do something about X. And we sit back and grab another beer while they go file petition with signatures to get on the ballot and put themselves out there. I just had a chance to spend some time with the leadership of Gallup, and they do some extraordinary polling. They've been around for 80 years, and they say they have never, in their 80-year history, they've never seen polling come back that had our elected officials in such a low light. Our public perception of them is so abysmal, it's a shame. I mean, these are folks who are doing the best they can. They put their neck out there. I think they deserve more respect.
So in this hyperized environment with political maneuvering, and it seems like we can't really sit and talk to each other, what role should economic developers be playing to bridge that gap that you just spoke to?
Well, I think part of it is vision. I think we have to help establish the vision for economic growth in our markets and be, you know, driving that conversation. And then second, I think communicate. I think we have to help communicate with our elected officials what that vision can be and help them see and be a part of it. And communication is both ways. We have to listen to what their ideas and interests are and kind of meld them into a larger comprehensive strategy. And I think if we get that kind of visionary leadership and high level of communication, I think that's a winning approach.
I think you're spot on with that response, Randy. For just a moment, I want to take a pause for the cause and let you know about some things going on with Consultant Connect. Carla, we've got some great opportunities for our listening audience going on now. Why don't you tell them about it?
Yeah, most people probably are aware that we have launched a webinar series that's available. And we have several key topics, and many of those Randy actually talked about already in the podcast earlier. He mentioned that one of the things that is keeping him up at night is that transparency and communication, and that the speed for information is impacting how we as economic developers do our work, especially as it relates to politics, as it relates to getting deals done and communicating with our board and the constituents in our communities. That's spot on. And one of our webinars that is just getting ready to launch is all about politics and how do we utilize people on our board and in our communities that are in leadership positions so that they better understand the work of economic development and also understand how we do the work of economic development and the importance of transparency and confidentiality. So I couldn't have asked Randy to plug that any better for us, but I'm glad he did.
What a friend.
What a friend.
You're welcome, Carla.
Yeah, so make sure, you get to the webinars. Go on consultantconnect.org to check out when those dates and times are for you to get a hold of those webinars. Randy, back to you now. We're talking about economic development and how to lead in economic development. You have led not only across a span of time in economic development, you've led across geographies. What do you think the biggest difference is in our industry from the time you started to where you are today?
Well, you know, I think economic development has gone through quite a change. I think back to when I started in the early 90s, and that was still back in a day when big decisions were made in the corner of country clubs, maybe the classic smoke-filled table.
Sure.
And a handful of people were able to listen in on a key decision and just make it right there. And those days are gone. Frankly, country clubs are almost gone today, too. So that whole mindset has changed, and it's a much more collaborative, much more open dialogue around the future of your region, the future of your community. And I think that's a tremendously positive change. I think the more, you know, we always talk about buy-in, and, you know, do the leaders buy in to this? Do the leaders buy into that? And I think this new sort of approach, this more open-sourced economic development approach, engages far more people into our profession. It's exciting work. It's, you know, you talk about politics, it's the most exciting thing politicians get to do is to work on economic development. And I think this new, more communicative, more open approach invites more into our tent, if you will, and I think it's been a tremendously positive transition.
Randy, when you're looking for people today, when you're looking for talent for your team, is there a difference in what you're looking for today than what you would have been looking for at the beginning of your career?
Oh, without question.
Tell us more. Yeah.
I mean, I started right out of college in economic development, so I was awfully young and, frankly, awfully dumb.
Yeah.
And my hiring decisions back then, I've always been fortunate to have good people around me, so even then the folks themselves were solid, but I would always hire looking for technical talent. I needed somebody who would be a grant specialist. I needed somebody who would be a loan specialist, for example. And today, the thinking is much more about leadership. A mentor of mine once taught me that you hire for expertise and fire for a lack of leadership. So switch the model. Go hire for leadership and teach the expertise. And that approach has served me extremely well in my career. I am blessed to be surrounded by extraordinary talent. The hiring I've been able to make here, the folks I've been able to lead, just terrific leaders, first and foremost, and the expertise comes along with that. And, you know, when I say leader, I don't mean can they be CEO someday. I don't know that, that necessarily, but I mean can they lead their program? Can they lead a project? Can they lead volunteers? Are they the ones people go to when things get tough? And, you know, I just had a project. I'm going to get in some trouble here probably by naming just one of my team of, I got 26, I think, people on my team today.
He loves you all, team. He loves
yeah,
every last
I do,
one of you.
I do, I do, I do. But
yes.
You know, this is an example. A young guy, Marco Floriani, joined our team about a year ago. Terrifically talented. He led a project recently that just moved to Omaha, the headquarters of a finance payment company out of the United Kingdom. Great economic development win. He really led that from start to finish. We get to the champagne toast, and the CEO of the company shouts out, you know, Marco, we wouldn't be here without you, kind of praise for him, which was a huge, huge moment for him, of course. Well, they didn't do that because Marco is a great GIS, you know, software person. They didn't do it because he knows our office market better than anybody. They did it because Marco did a great job leading that project. And so leadership, I think, can happen at all levels. And, you know, if you look at our org chart, Marco is smack in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And he's a leader in his own right and did a wonderful job. And we have people like that in, you know, every role we have. So I always say leadership first, technical expertise second.
Those are great insights, Randy. Randy, we've got to get out of here. It's been a great conversation with you. Thank you so much for all the work you're doing there in Omaha, for the impact that you had here in Michigan. And I know that the future for you and your leadership continues to be bright. Congratulations on being named one of North America's top 50 economic developers.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to North America's Top 50, produced by Consultant Connect, an organization working to bridge the gap between leading economic developers and location consultants. To learn more about what we do and how to get involved, please visit consultantconnect.org or tweet me at Ron Kitchens.